So in the last episode, I talked about 25 examples of COVID-inspired customer experience trends in action from an article in Forbes magazine, fantastic article. I told you that I would go a deep dive in the next episode. That's this episode, and that's what you're going to get.
In a world of incompetent bosses, micromanagers, and petty tyrants, one management professor claims that he can help you become the kind of leader that you would want to follow. You are listening to The Leadersmith. Now, here is your host, Darren Gurdis.
Okay, so we talked about this 25 examples of COVID-inspired trends by Blake Morgan in Forbes magazine in the last episode. So now I want to go into one of those categories. So she talked about this online learning or virtual learning, and she was talking about Bed Bath & Beyond. So I clicked through to the actual PR Newswire news release. Okay, so this is what we're going to be looking at. It's Bed Bath & Beyond launches College From Home, the destination for at-home dorm rooms and virtual learning. And so I was like, okay, well, let's see what this is about. And then it starts with this: Union, New Jersey, August 11th, 2020. What? Union, New Jersey? That's my hometown. Bed Bath & Beyond is on Liberty Avenue. My street that I grew up on, it intersects with Liberty Avenue. So shout out to 07083. Not that you care, but I do. I went to Union High School, and we were the Fighting Farmers, believe it or not. We're 20 miles from New York City, and our high school football team is the Union High School Fighting Farmers. Okay, that set that aside. Up there, it's like The Sopranos, where I grew up. I mean, if you ever watch that, or Goodfellas. In fact, our most famous alumni is Ray Liotta, who was in Goodfellas. Okay, so I digress long enough. Union, New Jersey, Bed Bath & Beyond. So here's the news article, the press release. Bed Bath & Beyond, the experts on college living, launches College From Home, a shopping experience dedicated to helping parents and college students redesign their childhood bedrooms as remote learning spaces for the fall semester. Now, this is an appropriate thing for them to do. Did they have a website before? Yes, but they're making extra hay out of, hey, you're at home, you're stuck at home, you're virtual learning. Why don't you convert this to a college dorm room? So they're taking what they have and they're using it in a new, better way in order to attract the customers to this site. So they're going to give you expert tips on what it means to work at home in a remote learning space, whether it's at college in a dorm room or whether it's at home converting your childhood, bedroom into some space that you can work in like a college student. So Bed Bath & Beyond, I'm quoting here, Bed Bath & Beyond is here to help by offering value-driven products, solutions, and a college savings pass. So they're, again, it's the same thing that they were doing before, but now they're waving this flag, okay? It says this, again, I'm quoting, many schools are opting for virtual college courses this fall. As a result, many students will be living at home in their childhood bedrooms. Shopping for and decorating a dorm room is a rite of passage. And they go on and talk about that. And they say this. Now, I'm going to quote this. I'm quoting, okay? You wouldn't believe me, the language here, unless you heard it. Starting today, the College From Home section will feature virtual learning and study-at-home dorm essentials, including lap desks, organization tools, accessories, and bedding to transform the childhood bedrooms into dreamy dorm spaces. Okay, I don't know who's writing about dreamy dorm spaces, but okay, you get the idea. That's what they're trying to do, is trying to sell more of their same product, because you're not walking into Bed Bath & Beyond, more than likely, or you're walking in a lot less than you used to. But if we can guide you to the website, and if the website can be, really useful for what you're trying to accomplish, to help you think about what a dorm room would look like, well, they can get some extra traction here. It's really remarkable that they're capitalizing on this like they are. Okay, so they have three major layouts: chill camp vibes, low-key bohemian, and modern glam, which is pink and gold with plenty of plush and fluffy accents, which I think I would puke if I saw. Okay, anyway, in July, they saw searches on their website up 200% for like desks and office chairs and things along those lines. So that made them think, how can we do this more? And so again, they've always had a website, they're just doing more of the same. So they designed these offices to be cozy and comfortable and personal, said a vice president. And so they partnered with The Corist, which is kind of a sub company or joint venture, using the option of The Corist. You can take a style quiz, you can collaborate with a The Corist designer to sell you more of their stuff. And it's great, they're smart. So here's the advice: things like creating create a cohesive look for your room. Take a seat. You need a comfortable, back-friendly chair. Brighten up. You need adequate lighting. Express yourself. There's artwork and decor that will make it your own. Make it comfy. It's important to have a comfortable bed and a relaxation corner. Sleep in style. Now they're upselling into bedding, showcased through pillows and throws and even curtains, and get organized. Organizing textbooks and paperwork on bookcases will be important. And then fuel up. Now this is the funniest one. Fuel up. Even though the kitchen may be a short walk away, having a small refrigerator or a personal coffee maker will help students keep fueled while studying. Okay, so they're upselling, and I mean, this is what they're supposed to be doing. And then they talked about other trends that we talked about in the last episode, which was things like take advantage of many services, including newly introduced 2-hour buy online pickup in store, the BOPIS. You're going to see more of that because that's a big trend. And contactless curbside pickup. By the way, if you don't know what I'm talking about in the last episode, I'm not talking about last week. I'm talking about the last episode. So if you want to hear or see the last episode, go to tinycc.com/leadersmith for the audio podcast, or tinycc.com/leadersmith video for the YouTube version. And what you can see is all the 25 different trends that we're talking about. And I said we're going deep dive into this one. Okay, so they also sell face masks and thermometers and cleaning supplies and you name it. So I got to give them a shout out to Bed Bath & Beyond, because they're really crushing it in the sense of trying to make sure that they are selling more of what we need in this market, in this time. Okay, so I thought about that and I thought, well, there are some people that are like, woe is me, the coronavirus, quarantine, and it is bad for some business. But let me encourage you, it doesn't matter where you are, you can still crush it. I'm showing, I pulled up LinkedIn just now, and I'm looking at Shamim Reza, S-H-A-M-I-M-R-E-Z-A. Shamim contacted me. He reached out to me because I have a podcast, and he said, hey, look, I want to promote your podcast. He's in like Bangladesh, okay? Dhaka, Bangladesh. That's where he's from. And he kept badgering me about this. I said, look, I don't have any money for this. I don't have but I tell you what, I will feature you on my podcast if you can actually approve it. And he did. He got people to come listen to the podcast, and you can see it in the trends. And at any rate, Shamim, S-H-A-M-I-M, Reza is crushing it from Bangladesh. What is stopping you? You might have to retool. You might have to pivot. You might have to do something different. And if you need ideas, go back to the last episode and listen to those 25 trends, but you can do it. So I want to encourage you with that, you know, just taking and repurposing what you do, or changing it and doing it in a slightly different way, can give you enormous success, like that which is going on with Bed Bath & Beyond in my hometown of Union, New Jersey. All right. Thank you for your time. I appreciate you spending this time to listen to me, and I hope that helps you become the kind of leader that you would want to follow. Oh, by the way, I almost forgot. I didn't talk about the quotation for contemplation. So the quotation for contemplation for today comes from Ed McCabe. Quote, creativity is one of the last remaining legal ways of gaining an unfair advantage over the competition. Hey, you have to be creative if you want to be successful. I hope this helps you do that, and thanks for listening.